Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of March 15th through the 22nd. We have two kind of events in the week ahead. First, we have a new moon. This kicks in on Saturday, the 17th, and it is in Pisces. So we are going to get a boost forward from the cosmos. This is a boost that lasts for 2 weeks. So it starts on the 17th, and over the 14 days that follow, you have your best period of the entire year to kind of launch into something new or, you know, be proactive about pursuing what you're already involved with, trying to take that into the next chapter. And with Pisces, what we're focusing on are the arts. So you may want to start a new film project or music project or start going to concerts again or movies or theaters, or you might want to start painting or doing poetry, I don't know, whatever it is that the muse inspires you to do. And it's a wonderful time to start that brand new, or like I said, if you have projects that you're already working on, you might decide that you want to kind of promote those to other people during this time frame, and that would gather momentum over then the next 6 months if you do it during this two-week period. Pisces also rules spirituality, so again, getting into something new or next level with prayer, meditation, yoga. You could also pursue romantic getaways or time alone with your romantic partner. This tends to be more about retreat, private time, clandestine romance, or karmic unions. It can be about dealing with institutions, so maybe, you know, deciding to book yourself into the hospital for a treatment or the spa or retreat, you know, for something you want to do. Maybe there's something you're dealing with a psychiatric ward or a prison or, you know, whatever institution, you know, is part of your life right now. This can help you, you know, go into that next chapter. It can be about dealing with addictions. It can be about dealing with boundary issues, deception, secrets. Those are also ruled by Pisces. And it can also be about getting into the information on a deeper level. So that can be through research. It can be through investigations. It can be through strategies. So all of this, you know, is going to kind of affect a different area of life for each sign, which I'll go through here in a minute when I go through the signs. But it, as a general, these are your launching points starting on Saturday. Now, the second thing that's going on. The second thing that is going on is a big deal. It is Mars going into Capricorn. So normally this is not such a big deal, right? Every couple years we have Mars show up and go through a sign for 7-8 weeks, somewhere in there. And so, you know, for the first time in a couple of years, Mars is going to move into Capricorn starting the same day, Saturday the 17th. Looks like Saturday is going to be kind of a big day. And this time, Mars is going to tour through Capricorn from March 17th through May 16th. So that gives us about 4 weeks straight, you know. And then it's going to go forward into Aquarius, and then it's going to come back when Mars retrogrades and dip back into Capricorn starting on August 12th and staying there through September 10th, so giving us a third month, which will be partly about doing something over, either going back and reconnecting with past people or issues or opportunities or situations, or having someone exit or return, or going back over current things and trying to fix things or tweak them in some way. So it extends the story. Whatever you get into in this next 2 months, then you'll be backing over starting August 12th and then going forward on August 27th in the same territory and then through the sign forward for the last time up through September 10th. But that's not all. It's not the only reason it's a big deal. We have been having Pluto go through Capricorn since 2008. And Saturn just this last year moved into Capricorn for the first time in 29 years and is touring there for 3 years. So Pluto is there up through 2024, I believe. Saturn's there up through 2020. And, you know, these are major players. Pluto, it's a once-in-a-lifetime period that we're going through. When we're talking about Capricorn, we're talking about, you know, our responsibilities, our ambitions. We're talking about our leadership abilities, and we're talking about the leaders of the world, We're talking about governments and corporations. Well, governments because Pluto's there. We're talking about, all authority figures in our life, parents, bosses, judges, mentors, teachers, directors, producers, priests, whatever. We're also talking about our career, our status, our reputation with Capricorn, and the big personal goals that we set for our life. So starting back in 2008 when Pluto moved in here and started this major story, Pluto shows up and it is about destroying something and then rebirthing it from the ashes and helping you empower yourself on a new level, which is part of your evolution through Pluto. So during this period, this 16 years that Pluto's traveling through this sign, we're seeing, major changes with our leaders and our governments and our corporations and, the institutions that are the solid things out there, we're seeing major changes going with our parents or our bosses or our teachers or mentors. We're seeing major changes with our career and our personal life goals. We're seeing the destruction of the old and the bringing in of the new, the rebirthing on those ashes and the empowerment through that. So during the 16 years, Mars every 2 years comes by and will trigger that Pluto. And so it will do that, obviously, 8 times. And we are going to have the 6th of those 8 happen in April. Okay, so Mars enters Capricorn this weekend, and by April will come up and for the 6th time conjunct with Pluto to start a new 2-year mini story within the wider scope. Mars is an activator. Mars is a trigger. Now, you can kind of look at this, back in December of 2008, Mars and Pluto got together on the first degree. Then in 2010, the 4th degree. November of 2012, the 5th degree. November of 2014, the 11th degree. October of 2016, the 15th degree. April of this year, 21st degree. March of 2020 will be on the 24th degree, and March of 2022 will be on the 27th degree. So when you know your chart, you can kind of look and see when are things are really going to get activated in my own life to deconstruct something and rebirth things. Am I going to experience something plutonic? Is there going to be a death or a birth or something with finances or with power or sexuality or reproduction or divorce? With those goals, or dealing with that higher up authority type person or the career front. For me, it's really easy to see this. It was the one in the third one in 2012 that activated the planets in my chart, and I lost my father and then my grandfather, and then this one that happened between 2016 to 18 up through April activated the other set of planets, and that's when I lost my mother. And then I'll be reactivated for the final time in the one that comes in 2022. And, then there were other major changes, too. I mean, I'm just kind of pointing out one example, probably the most challenging one, so you guys don't have to think about it, right? And so that's part of this, that we are starting the new 2-year cycle with this. When Mars makes its last conjunction with Pluto in 2022, that's it. It's never going to get together with Pluto again in our lifetime. It'll be, 250-some years before they're back together in this sign. At the same time, overlapping this, Saturn is also in this sign. Now, Saturn doesn't want to destroy and rebirth. Saturn wants you to get real and get about your goals and your career and these authority figures. There need to be endings where endings are necessary. There need to be long-term commitments. There need to be that, focus on the responsibility, the limits, the endurance, the timing of things. Saturn is also about, restrictions, I think I said responsibilities. It's about mastering some new level of personal authority in what you're dealing with all of this. So, going back to my example, with the loss of parental figures, then I end up kind of having to be the mama in the situations in my life, right? So I'm kind of mastering that new level of responsibility. And so with Saturn, we can look back. What did I jot down here? I looked some stuff up for us. Mars got together to trigger Saturn in this sign in January of 1960. And so some of you guys that have been around for a while can look back and think about a, you know, a major chapter that started off around that time. And then it reactivated for a new story. It had two hits at this time, and it was in February of 1988 and February of 1990. So between February of 88 and 90, we had a new story take off with Mars and Saturn. And now we are going into, in April, again, it's going to, Mars is going to sit with Saturn and then sit with Pluto. So we're going to have the Mars-Saturn story kick in as well. So Mars is going to come and embrace Saturn and then come and embrace Pluto and set off two major stories. And so we really do want to be thinking about what we want to make happen, what still needs to happen, where we need to motivate ourselves. What next thing do we need to master in this journey that we're on with these topics? Is there a limit? Is there something that we need to end or commit to? Do we need to redivvy the responsibilities? Do we need to focus on those Pluto topics in the mix of finances or sex or reproduction or divorce or death or birth or triangles and empowerment and all of this stuff? So, you know, as Mars moves into this territory on Saturday, it is going to kick off two solid months of starting to move you through. April, we'll have those standout dates, which will be April 2nd when Mars comes together with Saturn and starts that, and April 26th when Mars comes together with Pluto and starts that. In between, I want to tell you guys, just looking ahead a little bit here, there's going to be a couple really positive alignments coming from Mars during April as well. April 14th, it will form an opportunity alignment with Neptune. So the actions we're taking towards goals and career and these authority figures, the door is open to what's going on with the artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, institutional, research arenas, our Pisces moon, our new moon that we're talking about. That's where Neptune is. And then on April 24th, Mars forms an opportunity alignment with Jupiter. So Mars is just coming right into Capricorn and going bam, 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 meeting up with all the major players on the outer part of the solar system. And with Jupiter, it's just about some kind of growth opportunity where the door is open here with these bulls. And so, you know, I'm not going to talk about the last one that comes in May. We'll talk about that when we get closer to the day. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys this overview because it's really important because these things don't come around that often. And Mars does really favor action. The world favors action. So decide what it is that you want to go for. Realize you're going to have more fired up energy behind this. It can bring out your fighting spirit even, you know. But definitely about motivation and passion coming out. And this starts on Saturday the 17th. And I think maybe that's about it that I have to tell you guys. I was going to give you the rundown of the dates the last time since Christ's birth when Saturn and Pluto got together because they're going to get together, the two of them, in Capricorn in 2020. I'm not sure if you guys want that. It was in the year 47, in the year 549, in the year 783, in the year 1284, the year 1518, and then it will happen again in 2020. So these Mars activations are really gearing us up and getting those things started that when these two giants come together in 2020, wow, we will have done the work. And, you know, opportunity meeting our all the work being done and our preparation for it, then we should really get that powerful start that we want. So having said all of that, let me talk about this. First of all, for Aries with this new moon in Pisces on Saturday, 2-week window opening up straight up for you guys, time to launch into something new or next level with your music, your films, your poetry, your painting, your dance, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga, your healing or hospitals or other institutions, your romantic getaways or karmic unions or your research or investigations. You have more momentum behind the things you do starting on Saturday than you will the rest of the year, so these 2 weeks are really important. And with Mars moving into Capricorn, for Aries, this is kind of doubly important because Mars rules Aries. And so this is just definitely a powerful story for you guys. Again, your sign is always defined by the general overview. And so this is about your career, and it is about your reputation and status, and it is about your personal life goals, and it is about these higher-up authority-type people in your life. But because Mars rules you, it means, you know, this is about you showing up and getting personally involved or physically involved and making your needs known and being very passionate about striving for where you need to go next in those things. And this starts on Saturday the 17th. All right, for Taurus. Man, this might be a faster show than I thought. I'm just thinking, wow, with all those notes, I thought this was going to be like a rambling road. Maybe not. I don't know. Excuse me. All right, Taurus. This new moon in Pisces that starts on Saturday, it opens a two-week window where you can push into new things. It should be easier to get the ball rolling. It can gather momentum over the months ahead, the things you seed or push further now. And for you guys, it really is about what you're doing with friends or with group affiliations and activities, what you might be doing in gatherings, events, parties, you know, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology, what you're doing with charities, you know, all these social themes, really a lot of momentum here, and you're thinking Pisces. So is this artistic or spiritual or romantic or about the research or the institutions involved or what you're doing behind the scenes? And also for Taurus, this momentum can gather behind personal aspirations and original projects during this period. So again, you know, work with this energy starting Saturday. Mars moving into Capricorn for Taurus, really going to heat things up in your ninth house. Now, the ninth house rules a heck of a lot of stuff. It's the place where, you know, we are supposedly expand our minds, you know. And so this can be through education. So over these next 2 months, starting on Saturday, and then again when it returns in August through September 10th, you guys can really get passionate and motivated about going back to school, getting training others, teaching others, anything educational. This is, you know, maybe it's your kids' education. I don't know. Whatever it is, you're going to get very amped up and busy with this stuff. That's number one. Number two, law. So maybe there's some legal documents you need to sign, or maybe you have an interest in the law, or maybe there's a law going on, or, you know, whatever this is. You can see this really amp up and get very busy over this period. Three, media, the dissemination of information at a distance. So this can be publishing, broadcasting, publicity, any kind of media, marketing, advertising, any of this stuff falls in this area. So it is time to really motivate and kick some butt in those areas, right? Travel is number four, and this can also involve people at a distance. People coming to visit you, foreign interest, globalization, import-export, anything that involves that place far, far away, right? So motivation, time to really set this new story, this next chapter in motion and get busy in that area. This area rules ceremonies, weddings, and other kind of things like that. So you might get super busy with that. And finally, this area rules politics and religion. So don't cross those Tauruses. They're going to be fired up. They're going to be busy. They got a lot going on here. They're fighting the good fight, or they're passionate, or they're motivated. So there you guys go. And you just want to really think about what I've been talking about with Pluto and Saturn in this picture and how this is all coming together again this year for a major next shift in this story. And those are your topics. You can pick one. You can pick three. You can pick all of them if you want. For Gemini, this new moon in Pisces that starts on Saturday the 17th is going to boost you guys forward over the next 2 weeks if you work with it, not if you hide out in your house, but Geminis never do. And this is about Gemini's career, their status, their fame, their reputation, or it is about big life goals that you have, you know, buying the house, starting the family, getting married, retiring, whatever that, getting fit and wonderful. Or it is about authority figures in your life and launching into new things with the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher. So goals, career, authority figures, you guys have 2 weeks of momentum. We look at the Piscean themes are swirling around that can help you launch forward artistically, romantically, spiritually, dealing with these institutions or doing your research to move this on. And then with Mars moving into Capricorn for Gemini, you guys have it in the power zone. You know what I'm talking about because you've had Pluto there first since 2008 and you've got Saturn there now too. And Mars is going to start this trigger and start this two-month story and then bring the story back August 12th through September 10th. And then, you know, activate Saturn and Pluto for their next leg of the journey in the picture too. So for Gemini, this is about all of the finances that are not your personal income. So really getting motivated and starting to move things forward with loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, whatever that might be. This is the territory of third-party scenarios. So you do want to sit down with financial experts and get advice about what you're doing in these areas. And so that you handle it properly. Do not go this one alone because you're better off, you know, seeking a professional. but it is motivating to you guys to get this stuff tackled now and move this story forward. This also has a very powerful personal side. It can be about sex in your life. And so the Geminis are going to be, you know, fired up, steamy, passionate, maybe a little fighting spirit there, you know, that they're not happy with what's going on with that, but definitely motivated to rekindle the flames in their sex life and their intimacy with other people during this time frame. Also reproduction, so you guys might be a little bit more fertile during this period and you want to keep that in mind. You can practice a lot if you're ready for a baby and you might want to use a little extra precaution if you're not, because you would be more fertile during this period. This is the area of divorce if things are not going so well, so you could get fired up and motivated to do something about that as well. And this is the area of death and birth, so that you might be very busy handling the business of somebody's passing or, you know, helping out in a scenario where someone's passed, or you might get really busy bringing the child into the world or helping, you know, the expectant mother, whatever's going on with birth in your life. And then finally, well, I kind of mentioned it, you know, third-party situations, so that can be working positively, very actively with you and two other people. It can also bring out jealousies and triangles in a bad way where you get angry, so watch for that. But definitely this story starts. It's a major story, so do what you need to do here. For Cancer, new moon in Pisces starts Saturday the 17th. Now, this opens the door for 2 weeks of momentum from the cosmos behind the things you do in those broadening spectrum of the mind that I just listed for the Tauruses. So for the new moon energy for Cancer, this means it can help you launch into something new or next level with educational pursuits, with legal matters, with travel plans or people at a distance, with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, with weddings or other ceremonies, with religion or with politics. So again, you know, you can pick all of those things and move them forward a little bit, or you can pick one or two and just know the things you're putting in motion over these next 2 weeks can then really pick up steam over the months ahead. So you want to kind of work with the energy. Then we have Mars moving into Capricorn also on Saturday the 17th and starting this very big story, not only for him moving into this territory to start to kick up way more activity between March 17th and May 16th, and then the third month when it comes back, August 12th through September 10th. But also because Mars is going to, you know, meet up with Saturn and meet up with Pluto in April and start major new stories. That's all about the same thing, Cancer. It's about relationships. So it is time to get passionate, to get motivated, to get busy, to, you know, deal with your anger issues if there are any, to fight the good fight if you need to, and to really, you know, just start doing things to romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, opponents, you know, because Mars can be an aggressive energy and a fighting energy, Cancers will have to be a little bit more careful with confrontational scenarios with other people so something doesn't escalate. Keep that in mind. But it can just as easily escalate the passion and escalate things happening, moving mountains, you know, during this time frame. You know, for Cancer, Mars rules your career and your life goals and your, you know, these higher up people. So having it move into this sign where, you know, you can now work with the clients or the specialists or the representatives and partner with people and really move those goals forward, major, major deal. So be very conscious of what it is you want to accomplish because you can accomplish a lot. For Leo, the new moon in Pisces starts on Saturday the 17th, opens your two-week window that can help you guys start something new or launch into something next level with current scenarios. And this is about the financial realm. So, you know, going and sitting down with the banker about the loan or the insurance guy about your insurance policies or the tax man about your taxes or your broker about your investments or the lawyer about your alimony or child support, whatever the big financial theme is, this can definitely kind of open that window and give you a shove out there to help you move some things forward. And then also this has that personal side. So for Leo, new moon boost in your sex life. If you're in a relationship, can bring a lot more passion. If you are single, can help you connect with somebody. Reproductive life. So again, practicing if we want babies, being careful if we don't, because this is a big boost in that reproductive area. Divorce, if things are not going well, this can help you move that forward one way or the other. Dealing with a death or a birth, and also these third-party scenarios and moving those things forward. And then with Mars starting this major story in Capricorn, starts on Saturday the 17th, 2 months up through May 16th, and then coming back August 12th through September 10th, and in April, starting bigger stories with Saturn and Pluto here. For Leo, this is really going to kick you guys into gear and get you moving a lot of things forward when it comes to your work. So if you're out of work, it's going to get you super busy out there interviewing and landing that next job. If you're in a job, it's going to get you really passionate about what you're doing, or it'll help you look for a better place within your company, or it'll help you start your business, or it'll help you, move from one job to another. I mean, you know, you're definitely going to see work kicking up. And this can also kind of bleed over into the work you're doing. You know, maybe you're going to clean out the closets in the basement and the backyard and the garage and, you know, do a lot of work around your scene, you know, whatever that might be. Maybe you got a band and you're working your tail off to get that going, you know. So working is really a major boost during this time and a big, big story for you guys. And this can, you know, kind of spread out and involve things really starting to happen with coworkers. You might get all fired up and get into a project with a coworker. You might get into a fight and break it off with a coworker. You might see some passionate sparks with a coworker. You could also hire people to help you in any area of life during this time frame. So getting motivated about finding the right people to help you, getting organized, doing the cleaning, tending to the details, all that's part of this sign as well. And then, Leo, besides all that work stuff, Mars is equally going to be motivating you and helping you move some mountains when it comes to your health. So, you know, seeing doctors, hiring trainers, nutritionists, going to the gym, hiking, whatever it is you're doing for your health, or getting involved in some kind of health product that you're interested in, you know, promoting or starting up with something in the health industry. Health is definitely a big, big one here. And then finally, animals. And they're just equally as important. So you might get really motivated about, you know, adopting animals, working with animals, getting more physically active with your animals. This is the time to do it, and we've got this big new story starting up. All right, for Virgo, this new moon on Saturday the 17th is in your relationship zone. So you guys are getting a major launch forward, a two-week window where the momentum will be behind the things you are doing to get out there and start new relationships or to take the relationships you're in to the next level or take the projects you're working with within these relationship dynamics into some new direction. So you really want to think about where you are and where you want to go with romantic partners, with clients, with specialists, with agents, with attorneys, even with those competitors or opponents, right? And, you know, think about the Piscean themes here. Is it about the romance? Is it about your art? Is it about spirituality? Is it about institutions involved in this situation? Is it about research and development behind the scenes? Now you've got momentum. And then Mars moves into Capricorn starting Saturday the 17th, starts a two-month story from then until May 16th, and then comes back in the end of summer on August 12th and stays through September 10th for a little bit of redoing of something. And in between all of that, we'll be activating Saturn and activating Pluto for major news stories as well. And for Virgo, this is really going to get you busy in four areas of life. Number one, creative projects. Super boost for you guys to be driven by your passions about what you're doing creatively and to move those mountains about it. Number two, your love life, your lovers, true love. So if you're single, man, you're going to be hot, hot, hot and sparking everywhere and people are going to be attracted to that. If you're in a relationship, you're going to be very motivated to make things happen with this love interest. So whatever that life goal is with this person or, you know, whatever you're doing involving an authority figure with this person, definitely moving this forward. Number three, children. This can be about your kids or kids in general or kids you're teaching or whatever it is that you're doing in a responsible manner that you want to get active and do something, set it in motion during this time. And number four, recreation. Not bad, Virgo. Mars can really get you guys out there to start enjoying yourself, get into your sport or your hobby, do some things that are recreational for you. Now, the only heads up with that, because Mars tends to act and then think it through a little bit after the action, there can be accidents, so especially in the recreational area, you just want to be careful, you know, wear your life preserver, buckle up. Whatever you need to do, okay? But this is going to help you guys really get some things going. All right, for Libra, new moon in Pisces starts on Saturday the 17th. So Libra, this is definitely going to give you guys a nice boost forward. You have two solid weeks starting on Saturday. And number one, it's work-related. And so it can help you land a job or a gig during this next 2 weeks. It can help you go up the ladder at the job you're at. It can help you start projects with coworkers or hire the appropriate people to help you with your job that you're already on. It can help you, you know, further the work you're trying to do in other situations in your life. It can help you with what you need to do about getting organized or cleaning. So work is a big one with this new moon for Libra. Second is health. And so it is a fantastic time for you guys to start a new diet, see a new doctor, get in there with the nutritionist, with the trainer, with the buddy out there hiking, you know, clear out the cabinets of the junk food, whatever you want to do for your own health. Or if you want to get involved in health interests in other areas of life too, this is boosting that forward. And three is your animals. And so this can be a time where it's finally time for you to take some action. Maybe it's time to adopt an animal. Maybe it's time for you to dive in and get involved with an animal charity. Maybe you're fighting for some kind of animal rights during this. Maybe you're really getting more physically fit by getting out there and walk the dog or ride the horse or pet the sheep, I don't know, whatever you want to do with animals within, you know, limits. So you're going to have a lot of good energy to boost this stuff forward. And then Mars moving into Capricorn. This also starts on Saturday. You have 2 months up through May 16th, and then you have another month when it comes back, August 12th through September 10th, so 3 months. And it is going to get you guys really busy, really passionate and motivated about things you're doing in the home. So this could be, you know, career related. Maybe you're going to set up an office in the home or you're going to start, you know, inviting people in and doing some kind of thing in your home that's career related. Or maybe it's about a personal goal that you have about your home and you want to, you know, redesign it or redecorate it or remodel it or whatever. Maybe there's a renovation, you know, here. It can also be about an authority figure that's involved with your home. Maybe you're helping bringing a parent into the home, or maybe there's you're, you know, hosting something for the boss in your home during this time frame. or maybe the landlord, you know, and you're fighting it out with the landlord over something during this time frame. So, you know, authority figures and goals and career momentum in the home or with these renovations. It could be about a move. Maybe you're deciding it's time to move. Maybe you want to get involved with some kind of business that has to do with renovation or decorating or moving or real estate, you know. It can also motivate you guys to buy or sell property during this time frame or to get into that real estate area. And so it would be a really good time because this major new chapter starting with Saturn and with Pluto here. And besides, you know, where you root yourself, it can be about the people there, your roommates. So there could be a lot more going on with a roommate. Maybe you're taking a new roommate in. Maybe you and your roommate are getting into some kind of project together. You do have to be careful about spats with your roommates during this time frame, but definitely can be a lot more motivation for things you want to do. Can also be about family or parents. So maybe you're just throwing all this energy into getting together with family members or focusing on some project you want to do for your family. Or the parent definitely would fit with that authority slash figure parent alignment. So, you know, you guys can move some mountains here. And I would say, you know, you can also kind of thread this out into history or ancestry. Those themes are definitely favored for a lot more happening during this time frame as well. For Scorpio, this new moon in Pisces starting on Saturday the 17th, opens 2 weeks, big boost from the cosmos, helping you guys start new things or take what you're already doing up to the next level and then keep that momentum going over the months ahead because you worked it while you had this 2 weeks of momentum. And it's focused on four areas for Scorpio. First, it's on your creative projects or creative interests or creative talents. You know, so it's a really good time to get motivated and see what you want to start new or take to that next level. Number two, it's about lovers, true love, your love life, you know. So depending on where you are in that story, you can get more passionate with the love in your life. You can do more with them during this time, or you can do more about where you are if you're not in a relationship and you want to be, and you can really, you know, start motivating and you definitely will, you know, have that momentum. This is about kids, number three. So you can have new or next level stories starting with the kids through the things you do during this time. And number four, it is about recreation. So definitely a two-week window where you can start some new hobby or sport or anything recreational that you might be interested in or really gear up with what you're already involved with and take it to the next level. And then with Mars moving into Capricorn on the same day on Saturday the 17th, this kicks off that two-month story from March 17th to May 16th, and then another month when it comes back in August 12th through September 10th. So it's going to get you guys super busy, super fired up, very passionate, very motivated, fighting sometimes, you know, but moving things forward. And it's all about your third house, which is the house of information and communication. So that's one area. So you guys are going to be on fire here. Remember, Mars is going to come up and connect with Saturn and with Pluto and start major outer stories with the same topics. So getting into talks, getting into meetings, pitching ideas, looking at agreements, negotiations, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, and besides information flow and communication, it is about kind of the local arena, and so you could get busier out there in your community. You could take more short trips to nearby places. You could get more amplified with your neighbors, with your brothers, with your sisters, and you can also be seeing more going on with vehicles or with electronics. And so, you know, again, you do have to watch the Mars fire and anger, you know, so don't take your sibling's head off or your neighbor's, you know, fence out. Don't do that. But the passion, the motivation, the big story that's starting here, it is time to step it up and take it forward. Definitely time to, you know, connect with those goals, the higher up authority types, make those commitments in the things that are done. Evolve scenarios financially, sexually, empowerment-ly, even though that's not a word. So there you go. All right, for Sag. Sag, the new moon on Saturday in Pisces opens the door for you guys to kind of launch into something new or take what you're doing to the next level over the next 2 weeks. And so you want to work with this energy every day over the next couple weeks and seed some things, get some things started, push some things further so that it does continue to roll and gather momentum over the months ahead. And for you guys, it's focused on your home. So things you're doing in your home, about your home, a move, a renovation, more entertaining in the home, more goals focused on the home. I mean, think about it could be real estate deals. It could be moves, renovations, right? It could be about your family, your roommates, your parents here. And think about these Pisces themes. You know, is it about the artistry involved here? Is it about the spirituality? Is it about a romance? Does it have to do with healing or hospitals or research and behind-the-scenes recuperation in the home, you know? Whatever you do in behind-the-scenes here, you got 2 weeks momentum, so you want to work with that. And then Mars is moving into Capricorn for Sage. This starts on Saturday the 17th. 2 months up through May 16th, lots more happening, more passion, more drive, more motivation, some fights occasionally maybe, but definitely making things happen. And then it comes back August 12th through September 10th for another month. And so for Sag, this is going to help you guys motivate and make these things happen when it comes to your personal income, making money. So, you know, expect to be super duper busy there. It can get you guys motivated about your possessions. You might be storing some things, changing some rooms out, selling some things off at yard sales, putting them up on eBay, whatever you want to do with your stuff. It can get you very motivated and passionate about purchases, which can be great. Just don't overdo it because you're going to have a lot of drive, you know, with that. And if you have products that you're promoting or something, it can get you really busy with that. And also, this is the area of value. So you're going to get your, you know, your backup. If somebody, you know, comes at you against your value system in some way, you could get in fights over that, I guess. But definitely you'll be passionate about what you value during this time. And it'll help teach you things as you're going through this mastery with Saturn in this sign, you know, as Mars activates us in this story up ahead. All right, for Capricorn, new moon starting Saturday the 17th, 2 week window. And for you guys, it's communication and information. So you can start new things, or you can take what you're involved in and take it up to the next level. So this can be about the agreements you're signing, the sales you're into, the writing, the interviews, any talks or meetings, any offers, anything that's going on with information flow and communication. This is about, you know, moving things forward. This can also be about where you want to go when it comes to your neighborhood, your neighbors, your community, you know, launching some things, excuse me, launching some things out there in your current, you know, scenario, or deciding you want to move to another neighborhood somewhere, another community, getting busy, focused on anything you want to do with your vehicles, with your electronics, with your brothers, sisters, or neighbors. So there's a lot to choose from there, but you do have this window where you're getting more momentum behind what you start or take forward now. So work with that. And then Mars is moving into your sign, Capricorn. I mean, this is a really big deal. If you listen to the top of the show, and if you didn't, go back listen to it, because it's super important. Because we have this major story of Mars and Pluto moving through your sign since 2008, and we're at door number 6 of 8 chapters, once-in-a-lifetime thing. It'll be over in 2024, won't come back. Mars connecting with Saturn, that outer body in your sign, hasn't happened since 1990 was the last time. 1988 and 1990, and then again now in April it'll come back again. And so Mars is this trigger, and it's about you, Capricorn. You know, this is going to fire you guys up. It's going to bring more physical fire and energy to what you're doing. It's going to motivate you guys to do something about your body, to do something about your image, to do something about your brand or your name or your title or your identity. And besides all of that, it's going to motivate you physically to show up and get more personally and physically involved with the things that you are passionate about. And you won't back down from a fight. So keep that in mind. Don't, you know, take people's heads off. be careful. But you will be definitely way more passionate during this time. People are going to notice. You'll attract others because of this. You probably piss a few people off because of it. But, you know, overall, you guys, it is about you guys focusing on your needs, who you are, what you want for yourself, and really doing it now and being motivated to involve these major outer planets to make this evolutionary step in who you are and what you want to do for yourself. For Aquarius, new moon starts on Saturday the 17th. You've got a two-week window. So for you guys, it's going to open the door and help you start something new or take what you're doing to that next level into some new chapter when it comes to your personal income, when it comes to your purchases, when it comes to your possessions, or when it comes to your products. And so you really want to think, you know, am I making enough money? Do I like what I'm doing to make money? Do I need to go make money? What do I want to buy? What am I doing with my stuff? What am I doing with my products? And, you know, motivate on this in the areas that it applies to you guys, you know, and think about Pisces behind that. Is it about the artistic side of this, the spiritual side, your romantic needs in this situation? Is it about an institution you're dealing with or the research you need to do to really further this stuff? Put your feelers out there and be proactive. And then Mars moving into Capricorn for Aquarius. Man, this is interesting for you guys because Mars is moving into your 12th house, the house of mystery and magic and delusion and confusion. And it's just, you know, it's the house you can't see. And so, you know, it is time for you guys over the next 2 months up through May 16th, and then again when it comes back for a month, August 12th through September 10th, to really get more going on here. It's going to spark your passion. So this area is about clandestine romance or romantic getaways or secret romantic time with somebody. So it's private. It can be karmic. So you can really be getting in there and sparking some things that are rebalancing the karma in this situation or attracting some past life souls into this romantic arena and getting very heated up and busy during these months. It can be about artistic pursuits. And so, you know, really getting motivated and goal-oriented and furthering what you want to do with the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, the dance, the sculptures, your art, whatever this is. You might get busier going to theaters and concerts and museums as well. This can get you guys more active when it comes to your spiritual life. So you might really get into your prayer, your meditation, your yoga. You guys also might take an interest and start to pursue something that is in the magical realm or the psychic realm or start to get busy about your dreams, you know. You might have some pretty wild dreams during this period. You might also get some messages coming through from the other side. And then this is also the area of institutions, so it's a time where you might be going into a hospital to have something done or going and seeing and visiting people in hospitals or working at a hospital, or it can be another institution. It could be a spa, a retreat, a prison, a psychiatric ward, wherever, you know, wherever you're drawn, right? And then finally, this is the area of research, investigation, strategies, development, things you're working on behind the scenes, going through information. And so, again, very motivated, very passionate, and, you know, probably some private meetings about some of that stuff. So there you go. For Pisces, new moon in Pisces starting Saturday the 17th. So this launches you guys forward. This is really powerful for you guys because you get it once a year, right? And it has focused all this energy on you, and it's saying fresh start for you guys. What do you want to do? You guys can start something brand new, or you guys can take what you're already doing and really get out there and get noticed or take it to that next level. So you want to focus it on what you want to do for your body, what you want to do for your image, what you want to do for your brand, your name, your title, your identity. And you also want to focus it on what you want to show up for. You know, what do you want to get personally involved in? What do you want to get physically involved in? You know, by showing up, by taking that step out there towards the things you want, you've got this momentum in your sign kind of helping roll you along and get you into the right scenarios or the best that you can get at this point in your life, right? So you want to work with this. Definitely think about your Piscean themes, artistry, romance, spirituality, healing, hospitals, other institutions, research, development, rest, recuperation. What is it you need to do for you while you have this energy helping you go out there and start something new or take it to that next level? And then Mars moving into Capricorn, going to get you guys super busy, heated up, fired up, passionate, maybe fighting sometimes, but motivated and doing things with your friends, with groups online, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings and parties and events. A very social time for you guys. It can focus you guys on a cause. It can focus you guys on a personal aspiration or your freedom or an original project that you feel very passionate and ready to do something about, right? And so the universe is conspiring to get you out there and get you busier than you've been in a couple of years and help you really trigger the big boys out there with Saturn and Pluto to really take powerful new level. Listen to the top of the show when I break that down. It's extremely powerful summer coming up here for everybody with this stuff. It's spring, summer, you know. So Pisces, think about what you want to do. Don't get into fights with your friends or online. Try to avoid that. But set your goals. Be career-oriented. Deal with higher-ups. As you move through these social avenues and as you really focus on your aspirations and your original projects, because you got a lot happening there. So that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. We're all heading off into some wild new story. I hope everybody does great with it. I'll be back next week, same time, God willing. And you guys can find me in the meantime on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Have a good one.